This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This is USA Prepares, and I'm Kathy. I'm sitting in for Vince, and I have my friend Sharon with me. I want to thank you, Vince, for Sharon and I doing this class, and thank you, Jason, for engineering the program. Sharon and I are going to be talking about food and saving money on it. What we're doing with the produce we're getting right now, how to can and dehydrate and the uses for it, and the benefits, especially if you can dehydrate, you save money and space, and you make use of your produce. You don't end up losing it, and if you don't have enough canning jars, dehydrating is a great way to go. So I want to welcome Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Well, good morning. Yeah, we have a lot. We'll see how far we get, huh? 1 hour?
Well, I don't think Vince could have probably get in a word with you and I together, but...
but well, you so, know... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to mention before we get going, just at the very beginning, that from the research I have been doing, there are shortages, so... Here's just a quick list, and I'm sure I'm probably going to think of things as we go into the class more, but tomatoes we've talked about, and I've already read that in some areas tomato paste is up 80% from last year. Sugar, cooking oil, potatoes, onions, canning lids, and I'm sure there's much more, but I did want to mention those so that if you're out and about, you can look for those, you can buy extra, you can can them or process them or use them. And I would tell you that right now I'm reading more and more, and I've even found this myself, that let's say you buy a bag of potatoes or a bag of apples or carrots. Open them up if you can in the store, if they just have one of those little plastic things on them that you can take off and look. People are commenting that they get home and things are moldy or they're starting to go bad or they don't look good. They already look old. So I would check them if you can in the store, inspect them as closely as you can, and then obviously process them if you can as soon as you can. But I did want to get that in, Sharon, before we get too much. But Sharon,
yeah. I would also suggest you look at the onions, too, because I ran into the same problem with onions that were already starting to mold. You know, I get soft,
yeah.
And I had to cut out a bunch, and they were getting icky inside, too. Yeah.
And, Sharon, I don't know if it's just they're sitting on trucks, they're sitting in the heat, maybe they're not being harvested as soon. I haven't had a huge problem here. I guess I'm in a good area. I haven't found that personally. I have a lot of farmers around me and little roadside stands and farmers markets. So I'm in a good area, but I know a lot of people are commenting on the cost. But, Sharon, I'm going to let you start talking about dehydrating, and then I've got copious notes and comments, but I know you're well-versed at it. So I'm going to let you talk about what you do and the advantages and what you use it for.
Yeah, we'll start that way. I was going to mention, you know, dehydrating has been around since the beginning of time. People preserved either by drying stuff like in the sun, or they would do sometimes fermenting, or they would have a root cellar for things like or holes in the ground. So you really don't have to have a lot of equipment to dehydrate. I actually have been dehydrating some of my herbs and like raspberry leaves that are really good for nutritional teas. and stuff. I put them on screens, and we put them in our old plow truck during the summer because we've been getting quite a bit of heat. Now, that isn't optimal drying temperatures per se, but people have been doing it for thousands of years, and you can do a lot at once that way. I also have a dehydrator, and they're very handy. They make you really well for like fruit leathers or smaller things, but you can dehydrate vegetables, fruits, and you can even dehydrate meat. I prefer to keep it frozen once it's dehydrated just because I feel like it's a little safer, but throughout history, people have dehydrated meat and stored it. It just needs to be extremely dried, like cardboard, really, really dry, and you need to keep it dry. And then you would have to rehydrate it later. But I basically do vegetables. But I was going to mention, you can dehydrate canned vegetables, frozen vegetables, and fresh. So if you have cans that are getting older and you're not real comfortable with it, you can drain them and dehydrate the fruits or vegetables. And you can do that with frozen vegetables. Are really easy if you want to dehydrate. I have been getting back into doing a lot more dehydrating because it stores for a very long time. I had stuff that was 11 years old, mixed vegetables. I had dehydrated way back before the Y2K, and I found them like 11 years later, and they were still good. And I didn't even vacuum pack them. I had just stuck them in an empty shortening can, actually, that I cleaned out. And they were a little lighter in color, but the flavor was fine. I threw them in a soup, and they were great. So I know it stores a long time, and I'm personally moving into dehydrating more stuff because I wish to save my jars for canning, and I also have limited space. And so one of the conversations Vincent was talking about with, I don't remember which person, he was talking about how many cans you need to put up. So say you had 2 cans of green beans a week, and you have 50-plus months, so you have to have over 200 cans. That is a lot of space, even if you put them in boxes and stack them, which you can do. But you might consider how you're going to use them. If they're going to use them in a stew or pot pie or different things like that, you can dehydrate them, and they'll take like 1/10 of the space. And so it's something I would recommend people do. Kathy and I were talking about nutrition. We both feel kind of compelled to make sure we put back a lot of nutritional things. I don't believe in living in fear. I just really don't. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be afraid at the edge of a cliff, but I mean just common fear. And the media out there is fear, 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 fear. And I don't think that's a really wise way to live. I feel like, well, what can I do? And humans are quite adaptable at surviving. And I don't know if we're going to have a war. I don't know if we're going to have an EMP. I don't know what we're going to have. But I do know pretty positively that inflation is here and it's going to get worse. So my thinking is you have to have food, and the prices are going crazy. Last summer, I was talking to Kathy about this, too. Eggs for $1.29 a dozen, just the regular store brand here, and they're now $2.99 a dozen. So things are going way up. So if you can get your food now and put it back, you will be saving money, and you can have better nutrition. And I feel like when people get on a very low income and have to start eating really basic stuff, the nutrition tends to drop. And then you can get sick or have health issues. So a really good way to put back nutrition is for dehydrating things like greens, like spinach, kale, parsley, just all kinds of stuff. But anyway, what have you to say about this, Kathy? Because I'm doing a monologue.
Well, you know, it's the same thing. If you, even your herbs, if you just dehydrate them and put them in a jar or a seal tight, like a little Tupperware container and have, I try to buy ones that are uniform so I can stack them and then I label them. But I typically with mine, I take my canning jars and I'll just vacuum seal them and date them. But if I would run out of canning jars, then I'll empty those out, and I will put them in either food saver bags or I'll put them in random jars, like a jelly jar that you got from the store or a salsa jar or something like that, and you can label them. But it's a cost saver. It's fresher. It's more nutritious. I just got done. I skinned a whole, probably 3/4 of a bushel of tomatoes. So I dehydrated all the skins, and I just made tomato powder. So all I did was, you know, strain the skins, let them drip. I put them in a colander, let all the extra fluid drain off and kind of press down, And then I laid them on my dehydrator trays and dehydrated them. They have to be crisp like a chip. I mean, they can't be just bendable. You want them crispy. When you dehydrate, you want all the moisture out. If you take, like, let's say you take a carrot and you can bend it like a rubber band, it's not dry enough. It's probably going to mold. So it has to be dry. Like, think, like when you shake a jar with, like, popcorn in it, it makes that sound. That's what it has to be. It has to be completely dry. Now, what I've learned is sometimes they'll say, okay, dehydrate your vegetables. Well, when I'm doing, like, my sun-dried tomatoes, if I leave it on all day and I'm not careful, I may start it out at the higher temperature, but once it starts dehydrating, I've been turning it down so that they don't burn or over-dry. You can still use them, but I prefer not to do that. So then if I try to be aware, like every couple hours, go and check, and or if I have to leave them on overnight, I turn it down so that they don't over-dry. But I would say, too, like, to make use of everything. Like, I've never done tomato powder before, but people are saying you can add it to tomato soup and make it richer, tomato broth. And you can, if you look in the store, you can buy tomato powder, and it's not cheap. So typically, I would either give it to chickens, my neighbor's chickens, or I would have thrown just put it in the compost. But I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to dehydrate it. Because I've noticed prices, and what I'm reading, some people are predicting even a double of groceries by next year. Everything is smaller, you know, from your crackers, boxes, to your A1 sauce. Hardly anything's a pound anymore. I mean, I've seen cracker boxes down to 6 ounces, but the box looks the same. So they just fluff it up with air, and you think you're getting the same amount.
It's not funny, but it's ironic. You know, it's like this game they're playing. How little can we put in a box but still look like you're getting the same amount? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And like, Sharon and I were talking with onions. Now, I'm finding them, but there were times that I wasn't. So whether it's just the supply chain disruption or not, I found some the other day that the bag broke open, and it was probably a 3 or 4 pound bag, and they had them in the markdown section for 99 cents, and they're perfectly fine. They look like they're just super fresh. So if I don't use them in another week, I'm going to shred them and dehydrate them. And I can use those for sauteing and whatever, whatever you use onions for. So, I mean, think about it too. Like sometimes you don't need a whole onion and you don't want to cut it. So if you're going to make like a pot roast or something and you just want to put in like a few teaspoons of that just for the flavor, or any other item where you just want a little bit of onions and you don't want to have to cut an onion and then have it sit in the refrigerator. And sometimes if you don't use it right away, then they go bad. But
I use dehydrated onions a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I would just say, like, there are so many things that you can do. I mean, think like zucchini. Cut your zucchini. I cut mine about 3/8 of an inch thick, and I have like 4 jars of it. And this is the other thing. My neighbor gave me 3 huge zucchini. I mean, they were probably 14, 15 inches long. They're jumbo ones. And so I'm looking at them, go, okay, so I dehydrated one. I cut one up and thought, just put it, steamed it. And then I put it in, I broke it up to give it to my dog because I feed her. So, well, Sharon, it sounds like we're going into a break, so we'll continue when we get back, and I'd like to talk more about what we dehydrate and what we use it for.
Sure.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
The dehydrating has some other benefits. And one reason why I now have four, well, the first one I got a long time ago, it was a big one with the like their slide, the shelves slide in and out. And I used it quite a bit. Well, last year it broke, and I had none. And it was right during all the dehydrating season. Well, fortunately, my husband fixed the fan. He got the part. He fixed it for me. Well, in the meantime, I picked up three at auctions, online auctions. And I think my total cost for three of them was probably $38 for three, and they're American Harvest and Nesco. So I just looked at it. I can use the shelves on them. Some of them can go up to 10 or 12 of the stackable trays. So that's why I have that many. Now, if it gets to the point where I don't need them, I can donate like one of them. But I just know that when my other went out, I just went, oh, no. So one of the reasons why dehydrating on some things is not as good as others or certain things, you wouldn't want to dehydrate as much. But the things that you do, I would test it. You know, do bananas, do apples, just do one tray and see how you like it. I got a copious amount of apples years ago when my dad had apple trees, and I would slice them I don't care if the skins are on. I left the skins on. I would just cut the core out. And I used my Cuisinart blade, and I sliced them. I put just a small amount of cinnamon and sugar, just enough to sort of coat them, and I laid them on there and watched them as soon as they were, you know, pretty dry after the, you know, the time frame. And then I just put them in jars or in food saver bags, and they're wonderful as a snack. Just think dried fruit. I mean, you can cut them up and put them in like a trail mix then. But if you have all those apples, okay, what are you going to do with it? You know, obviously you can make applesauce or you can make pies or things like that. But I just, for me, dehydrating, it, right now it's saving me time. It's much quicker. I can cut up tomatoes, put them on the trays much quicker than I can up a bushel of tomatoes or a half a bushel. And if you just have a little bit of an amount of them, then you, you know, why go through the canning process? I mean, if you only have like a half a pack, then just make use of them, freeze them, or use them in your cooking. So what do you think, Sharon?
Yeah, I totally think it's a great way. I've actually made a really good pie out of dehydrated apples, actually. It was really good. But I was going to also mention, first, I hadn't done the tomato powder that way, but I'm planning to do that myself this year because it's just nutrition you're throwing for us. We throw it to our chickens, but I thought I would put that to good use, and actually it would make your tomato sauces, whatever you made, much richer, like when you add tomato paste. So you could just add it in and reconstitute really quick. So I'm actually looking at doing that myself this year. I was going to mention that you can actually dehydrate things on a very low temperature, even in your oven, just on a cookie sheet. So basically everybody could dehydrate stuff. There's other ways you could do it. You even put it in an outbuilding that's really hot and put it on trays. You might want to throw netting over if you didn't want anything to land on it, just like loose netting, just to keep protect it. It'd still dry really well. Yeah, you know, I've been kind of getting into, I've been doing it the last few years, dehydrating greens like the spinach and kale. And there's a wild weed quote plant called purslane. It's super high in nutrition and minerals, so I've been dehydrating that and powdering it. I used to use my coffee grinder, but I have one of those little bullet mixers, little blenders. I got it at a garage sale for like $2-3, and it powders it up real well. Or you can just do it in your blender. You know, you can powder it. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't have that, you can even put it like in a baggie and just roll it with a rolling pin. It'll get real crushed in time once they're dry. I feel like you should put stuff back, and this is a good way to do it. I made some zucchini chips too. Have you done that yet? I tried them. I tried three different kinds. They were pretty good, really. I'm not a real chip person, but I thought I would try it. They would store and they would be healthy for you. I'm going to try to make zucchini powder this year because you can add soups. It'll thicken it, and it has a lot of minerals. I was just looking up online all the nutrition in zucchini. I think I hear music again, do I?
Yes, you do, and we'll talk about that. I want to talk a little bit more about blanching, too, Sharon, and what we should blanch.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. I'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the redacted FBI affidavit that authorized the FBI to invade President Trump's Florida home left Americans with more questions than answers, a federal judge in Florida on Saturday says she's willing to grant Trump's request for the appointment of a special master to review the evidence seized by the FBI from Mar-a-Lago. In a court filing Saturday, U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon indicates she's for a special master. Taylor Swift took home Music Video of the Year at last night's Video Music Awards in Newark, New Jersey.
I thought it might be a fun moment to tell you that... that my brand new album comes out October 21st.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The Biden administration is being called out for their open border policies as people, including children, are dying. Hector Garza on Fox News is a Border Patrol agent.
The fact that we continue to encourage illegal immigration through Biden's open border policies, it's unethical, it's immoral, and it's irresponsible. A lot of people are dying on the border. As a matter of fact, that on a daily basis, our Border Patrol agents are finding abandoned children on the border. These are infants. These are toddlers that we're finding in the desert, abandoned by these cartel smugglers that have no regard for human safety. And unfortunately, it's something that attacks happening on a daily basis due to the Biden's open border policies.
A death in Salt Lake City has activists wanting more answers from police.
A caller to 911 in Salt Lake City said a man had come into a brewery in his underwear, tried to steal beer, and was running around in the street, posing a danger to himself and to drivers. Police tried to detain the man. Soon, Nikon Brandon, 35, was dead. After the Salt Lake City Police Department on Friday released body camera footage of the August 14th fatal encounter in the 911 recording, activists on Saturday were asking why an unarmed person wound up dead and were accusing police of using disproportionate force. Stealing a beer does not equate to the death penalty, said Lex Scott, founder of Black Lives Matter, Utah. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Talking about the green, Sharon, I was thinking about it. There's so many things you can dehydrate. In my cupboard, I went and looked during the break. I had carrot greens, beet greens, kale. Now, these are weeds in your yard, but I had lamb's quarters, purslane, dandelion greens, and you can even do like your kale from your garden. But the store, like let's say you buy a big thing of salad greens and there's no way you're going to eat them all. So just dehydrate them and then you can add them Like, I add a lot of my greens to my smoothies almost every day. I just make a green smoothie. One other quick thing was I use orange peel in some of my recipes, and I could not find orange peel anywhere in the stores. So I suppose I could order it online, but I'm looking in my drawer in my kitchen, and I had like 8, and actually they were organic oranges. They were in the markdown perfectly fine. So I just used a lemon zester and got the peel off, and I filled up one of my jars halfway. Just use a lemon zester, put it on the mesh screen, and I put the one tray underneath so it catches everything because they're real little. And I dehydrated them and put them in my little, I have something like you, Sharon, it's like a little bullet blender, and it's got a cup in it, which is small, and it blends them up really well. So that's another thing. But if you buy a little jar of orange peel, it's real expensive. And Sharon, can you tell me how you made your zucchini chips?
You know, I just sliced them and I put them on my dehydrator tray, and I just put a little bit of oil on top, just like brush a little bit because I wanted the stuff to stick better. You don't really have to, but I did that. And I just tried some different blends. You know, kind of a Mexican thing and a Mrs. Dash type thing. I just playing around with it. You can make them all kinds of ways. I just waited until they got crisp, but they actually were quite good. I thought I might do that a little more often. It would be, you know, kind of a little nice substitute if you did like a little picnic thing. I was going to jump here real quick. You were talking about your greens, and what I do is I take them and shred them in like big shreds, and then I put them on my trays because they dry a lot faster than if you just lay out the whole leaves. Okay. And you can put more on the tray and then they dry because they get more air in them. So I found that goes a little quicker. I was going to throw a name out here real quick. It's called The Purposeful Pantry. She has a YouTube. And if you want to learn everything you can think of about dehydrating, that's like her expertise. So it's just called The Purposeful Pantry. If you want to go on, you can put that in. And then whatever you're interested in dehydrating, if you put it in right after her name, it'll probably come up. I started watching her in the last month or something. But she has done everything. But she's big on powders. And I find that taking things like you said, the carrot tops, which I haven't actually done that one, but I've done kale and parsley and a whole bunch of those others, and I powder them. You can throw them into your foods and you don't even know about it. Like I do it with a lot of my sauces. I throw in kale or spinach and it doesn't come across strong. You can dehydrate your cauliflower and broccoli leaves. You just shred them and put them and dehydrate them and powder them, and then you can make like a cream of broccoli or cream of whatever soup real easily. Like I said, I just have this kind of feeling that we should make sure we put back a lot of nutritional stuff because I know from I love the pioneer era. Okay, so I've read all kinds of stuff about that, and I like the whole idea of people just surviving. I've read lots of survival books because I just find it fascinating how the human spirit and drive can overcome. And I believe in being an overcomer, not a victim. So I feel like we see things coming. If you see hurricanes coming, the smart thing is to start batting down your house and make sure you have stuff to ride it out. And I see, at minimum, an economic disaster coming. So I think you should batten down your house and start having food and basic things that you need to have on hand. And dehydrating is such an amazing way to do it because it does not take up a lot of space. And like you said, you can even put it in any kind of empty jar you have. It will last better if you can vacuum pack it and keep it in a cool, dark place, but it doesn't have to put it in a jar. And if you don't have a dark place, throw it in a cardboard box and make a little label on the outside what's in it, and it'll stay dark. So there's lots of ways to do it. You can store it anywhere. I mean, you can put boxes under your bed, slide them underneath in your closet. We've lived in really small places with 5 kids. And if you decide, how can I do this, you'd be surprised how many creative ways you can find to store things. But, yeah, I've gotten into starting dehydrating some potatoes more. I've done it before a little bit, but I like to make hash browns. And an easy way to dehydrate hash browns, which I'm jumping off track here, is you bake the potatoes, but not all the way, just to where you can barely get a fork in. Then you shred that and you put it on your dehydrator, and they come out just beautiful. And they reconstitute just like those dried potatoes you can get at, like, Costco in the can, those little things. And it's just really neat because there's now 2 of us, and we can just make a small batch of hash browns. But you were doing some other potatoes too, weren't you?
Yes, I was going to cube some, and mm-hmm. that way I could use them for vegetable soup or things that I use cubed potatoes for. Mm-hmm. But I haven't done your way, you and I talked, but I am going to bake some. I actually have a farmer, out in the, you know, a little bit from me, and, he has wonderful potatoes, and they're very fresh, and I can get, I think it's 8 pounds for $3.50, which is good right now. If I could get a larger quantity, I'm going to do that, but I am probably not going to pressure can them. I'm going to dehydrate them just because my space is really limited. I mean, I have it, but I just would have to just keep stacking things. So I'm going to try the dehydrated potatoes. But, Sharon, mm-hmm. if you don't do them the way you did, you have to blanch them, right?
Yeah, like you don't have to blanch them.
You have to blanch them.
I probably would blanch cubes in slices, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I just found this is easier for hash browns because it's kind of messy to try to blanch hash browns when you shred them.
Yes.
And it was a little more time consuming. I found this is easy, but you don't want to cook them all the way. You want to cook them until you just barely get a fork in. Otherwise, you're going to end up with more of a mashed potato when you reconstitute them. Which isn't bad either. You know, just a kind of a little side note. Okay, I like chicken noodle soup, but I don't like really watery soups myself, okay? And what I have found is using the instant mashed potatoes thickens up your soup. It makes it more like a chowder. And so that's just an idea. If you get back, if things get hard economically, people are going to have to start considering more of the stretcher foods, okay? They're still nutritional and good. And so a lot of times, a lot of places have used soups and stews. And if you're like me that I don't really care for the watery soups, then that's an easy way to thicken. I just watched a thing that said zucchini flour will do the same thing. It'll thicken up your soup. So I thought I would try making some of that this year. But it's actually really fun when you get doing this. It might sound like work, but it's really not that much work. And I feel like, what do you do in most evenings? Most people come home and they go on their computer or watch TV all evening if they work a job. Now, I know you're tired, you want a little break, but really, if you put an hour in the evening in something like this, you would get so far ahead, or on the weekend. It's just a matter of being intentional about your time usage, because I know lots of people, well, I just don't have time for that. I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm not judging them. It's their choice where they want to put their time, but I can tell you they have plenty of time to do it. They're just not choosing to do it, okay? They're just doing other stuff that probably doesn't have a whole lot of value in their life. Maybe it does. I mean, that's not for me to really judge, but this is a really easy way to put back a lot of food, and it does not take a lot of money. And also right now, you're going to be coming into, I think most people will be getting their apples on trees and plums on trees. And if you go down the alleys of smaller towns or even big ones, people have fruit trees in their backyard. And a lot of times they'd be happy for you to get that fruit because it just dropped on the ground. They've got to pick it up or it brings in animals. And so you could dehydrate peas, pears and plums and apples. And I don't know what's in your area. I got a bunch of free cherries. Now this time I just went ahead and froze them because I have other plans for them, but I could easily dehydrate them. Actually I did 9 trays of dehydrated cherries too. Actually I did. I forgot that. I just halved them and dehydrated them. And I will admit that was a little more time consuming, but have you ever priced dried cherries in the store? I just saved myself a ton of money. So fruits are a really good time. A lot of times if you go to farmer's market, there's a lot of stuff left over afterwards. They'll sell it to you cheap. You could go home and dehydrate it. And it doesn't require a lot of equipment like canning lids. I mean, Bill, Kathy, and I are major canners too, and it's great. But this is a way to store with really no money involved beyond if you ran your oven a little bit or if you could pick up a dehydrator. A lot of times you can buy them at garage sales. You can get them in thrift stores. And actually, even the cheaper one at Walmart isn't that terribly expensive. You know, if you ever can get like an Excalibur, they're great, but they're a lot more money, I admit. But you can go online and you can get a pretty good deal online compared to new if you look. We got one that was supposed to be used for backup because mine's got to be 20 years old. And we got to thinking, I don't want to live without my Excalibur. So we went and bought another one for backup for if and when this one finally decides it doesn't want to work anymore. We have it, but we got it for probably 2/3 of the regular price, and it hadn't been used. It said it was used, but it wasn't. It hadn't been out of the box. You could tell. So you can go online and get better deals if you look. But if you don't have it, you can do it in your oven. You can do it in an empty car. You could do it in an outbuilding that gets real hot. There's lots of ways. I even have a little solar dehydrator that I used to set off to the side of our wood stove, and I made jerky on it and fruit rolls and dried stuff on it. So there's a lot of ways. I mean, back, you know, 500 years ago, they didn't have all this stuff, and they still dried all kinds of stuff. So it's an incredible way to store your stuff. Really, it is. We actually take beets and dry it, and then I encapsulate because beet powder is really healthy for you. And I know you did carrot tops, which I'm going to try to do this year when we harvest our carrots. Even making jerky is a really good idea. And you, like I said, I would probably go ahead and put it in baggies and store, put it in the freezer just in case. But if you dry jerky too really hard, it wouldn't go bad. It would be okay. And then you can get all, like I said, fruits and vegetables are what I do a lot of. And like even you said, some of the really nutritional, what we would refer to as weeds are actually really healthy for you. And the thing is, you can slip it into your foods and not even know it. You know, that's what's cool. Don't you think?
Yeah. You know, yesterday I roasted vegetables on a cookie sheet. I just used one of those silicone liners. And I took tomatoes, carrots, onion, garlic, I had some dandelion greens and, oh, peppers. And I took a little bit of olive oil and a little salt and pepper, a little Italian seasoning, and I roasted it, and I had it over rice. But I used up what I had. And if you have, like, your dried tomatoes, you can rehydrate them in a little bit of water. Like, let's say it's the middle of the winter and you want to roast, you know, have roasted vegetables. Throw some of those dried tomatoes in there, and the flavor is unbelievable. Of roasted tomatoes. I mean, or, you know, dehydrated. Once you rehydrate them, it's just, it concentrates the flavor. The other good thing that I like about the dehydrator is it saves energy. I mean, for me to turn on my stove, which I have propane, and heat up a canner and let that thing go for, like, if I'm doing two or three batches, 3 or 4 hours, I'm using a lot more energy than I am if I'm using the dehydrator. Now, what I have done in the summer, I have a laundry room, I can shut the door. So I shut the door, and then the heat stays in there. But I will warn you, certain things you want to dry in the garage or outside. Oh, my other thing I've made, and that made me think of it, is I make the liver treat for my dog. So if you've ever dehydrated liver, it really stinks. So I put that on my
food
platform.
Shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I wanted to mention the items that you would want to probably put outside or in your garage. And I was talking about liver. And I do make liver treats for my dog. You want to try to get it in thinner pieces if you can, because it will take a long time. And like Sharon said, maybe slicing it into strips and laying it on there. And I put parchment paper down, or if you have the silicone mat, because it dries on your other trays and it's really hard to get off. And then you have to scrub your trays. So I made that mistake once. And so you want to put that outside, and then all you do is completely dry it. That's going to take a while. And then I break it up into little chips, and they love it. Dogs just love it. And it's a good treat for when you're training a puppy. You can break off a little piece, like when you want them to come and sit and stay. It's because I bought them at the store when I was training my dog now, and they were so expensive, and I thought, well, I can do those. But the other thing you want to do outside, I would say, is do like onions. And if you want to do garlic, you could dry garlic and make garlic powder. But I do my mint outside because that can be really strong also. And some of your herbs could maybe be strong. But you don't have to. If you have a room, you can put them in there. That's fine. But the other thing I was thinking while we were in the break, was Sharon, you were talking about the zucchini and making the zucchini chips. And I'm thinking, well, why couldn't I do sweet potato chips? Because you can buy those in the store. And maybe you could do sprinkle like a little cinnamon on them or some kind of a seasoning on them. So that's just something there again. That's something to maybe partially do them, maybe cook them about a third of the way through and then slice them. Take one and try it and see if, how it comes out. And then Sharon, I wanted to mention teas. Like I dry my mint, and if you've got, like you were using raspberry leaves, which are good, and some people use sage tea for medicinal purposes, but then I also have lemongrass and lemon verbena, and that makes a wonderful tea, and you can dry those too, and just put them in a jar or a container. I try to use my vacuum sealer as much as possible, but there's times I don't, and I just have to put it in a tin or a jar. So, Sharon, did you use by chance any special kind of potato, or did you just use
like russets or the Yukon Gold,
well,
or what did you use?
Yeah, I use russets because what we did is we were able, there's a farmer around here that drops literally two dump truck loads of potatoes, and then you can buy them very inexpensively in the fall. And so we buy them and we store them in our basement. By about June, though, they were, you know, starting to want to sprout. And that's when I start turning them into either canning them or, in this case, dehydrating them. Actually, I hate to say this. In the past, a lot of times I've dumped them in my compost. But I really hated to waste it. I hear that there might be a limited amount of potatoes this year because Idaho's having a bad time in some of the other places because of the weather. And so I thought, man, I just don't want to throw these. I mean, it wouldn't be totally thrown away because we use it with compost on our garden. But I decided I would get a little more creative, kind of like what you're doing with the skins of the tomatoes. I thought, yeah, we waste a lot in our society because we have such an abundance. And I just feel compelled to have more nutrition and get more out of what I'm, you know, like the produce, get as much as you can. Yes, and you don't want to try onions in your house without at least shutting a door and opening a window. They're really powerful at first. Our other place had an enclosed mudroom, which was really nice, and I would do it there and open the windows. Our current place is smaller, but we have a kind of spare room. It's supposed to be an office room that's kind of my grandkids' toy room and my craft room and everything. And it has a bay window with windows and so that you can open. And so I put my dehydrator in there, and I open the windows, and I shut the door. Make sure I keep it shut, or your whole house will smell like onion for a long time, or like even I have peppermint drying too, anything powerful like that. You ideally do not want to do it in your house. You can actually, if you don't have that option of a room, you can actually just set them on your porch and at least get them over halfway dry and then move them in. They won't be so bad. But that first few hours, those strong smelling items will definitely make your whole house smell like that. But, you know, like those chips, think how much money you save with those liver chips for your dogs. I mean, tons. Mm-hmm. Plus, it doesn't have a bunch of filler stuff. Whenever you buy the stuff in the store, 90%+, if you look, they have all this other chemical filler stuff that's in it that probably just isn't very good for you. You know what I mean? Most times, those kind of chemicals aren't natural in a sense, and they're not very healthy for you. So even when you dehydrate stuff, you're not putting a bunch of chemical stuff on it, too. So you're getting much better produce. And then pretty much everything I dehydrate is organically grown. So, and like even when I get free apples and stuff from people that aren't going to deal with them, they don't spray their trees. They're just, right, you know. Right. And so it's much healthier for you. Oh, dear, I think our time's up, isn't it?
Yeah, our time is up. And I wanted to make a real quick comment. I measured, if I did one medium pepper, that equaled about a third of a cup of dehydrated produce. So
yeah, isn't that amazing how little it takes?
Yeah. Thank you, Sharon, for joining me. Okay. I appreciate talking with you about it. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.